7:38, we had a couple delays with our second guest, and so we ran into my FQSAT time, but I would like to just take a quick opportunity to give you my perspectives on what I feel quite strongly about today. I am consistently getting questions since the weekend about Refilwe Mtweni-Tsipane, that being the premier who found herself maskless in Mpumalanga at Jackson Mthembu's funeral. It was callous, it was thoughtless, and she is now paying a fine. It's not to suggest that I think that she shouldn't face, you know, particularly as an example in leadership, the full weight of sanction, which I think now she is, and it's probably been imposed upon her. It's not really the leader that I care about the most. I care about a leader I've talked to you about before. Who at the time I called for her firing, and I really think that this needs to be reviewed once again. Back in October, it was discovered that the South African National Defence Force, quite at the antithesis of our regulation with respect to medication, imported medication that has not been cleared by SAHPRA for the treatment of COVID-19. It's called interferon alpha 2b. They spent over 200 million rand, according to the Mail and Guardian's investigation at the time, on bringing this money, this medication into the country. And imported it from Cuba. Now, we actually did reach out to respected medical professionals who have also been asked to comment on some of these stories, including Dr. Mahdi, Professor Shabir Mahdi. And he himself is just like, this is such a ridiculous thing to have to comment on because it is so far removed from what the regulations are. COVID-19, as we know, the vaccine program is something that is so important that we wish we had had negotiations from government with the likes of Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca back at that time. They claimed they did start in September. But to find out that in October, they were actually busy procuring over 200 million rands worth of a completely unrelated drug that is actually used for cancer treatment and has not been approved for the treatment of COVID-19, and that this was approved to the South African National Defence Force with no support from the Department of Health, really, really adds to my case that this is a particular minister gone rogue insofar as she runs well beyond the ambit of her duties. And of course, I'm speaking about Minister Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula. To add insult to injury, the most recent report is that they've had to discard 40% of that consignment of over 200 million rands worth of Cuban imported medicine because they forgot to close the fridge door. And so it is no longer viable for use, even in the context that it's supposed to be used for with respect to cancer. There's a combination of arrogance and dereliction of duty and just sheer incompetence that is really starting to shape itself coming out of that particular ministry. This being the same ministry that has yet to explain to us properly why they carted ANC members across the border into Zimbabwe on an SANDF flight. And most recently, in the last week or two, the information minister of the ZANU-PF has indicated that he's threatened to actually expose what the true reasons the ANC went over there were for. This is a ministry that has yet to fully explain the consequences, or at least the circumstances, around the death of Collins Khoza under lockdown, or compensate the family accordingly. This being the ministry that is currently charged with the responsibility of distributing the COVID-19 vaccine when it gets here. And I've told you on a number of occasions, I have no doubt that our COVID-19 vaccines will get to our tumble. My issue is how it gets to the most furthest reaches of the country, not only timeously in the full consignment that has been ordered, but certainly stored accordingly to the right cold storage processes. And this kind of story scares the hell out of me. And I feel quite strongly that from a national security perspective, particularly within a health pandemic, I need to see in this next cabinet reshuffle that has been forced by the unfortunate and tragic passing of Jackson Mthembu, that Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula be taken completely out of the cabinet. And I feel very strongly about that.